With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission has approved a proposal for the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to purchase nearly 9,500 acres of land from the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation for $11.1 million. The land is located within the Sun River, Beartooth, and Blackleaf Wildlife Management Areas in Lewis and Clark, Cascade, and Teton counties. FWP manages the wildlife management areas. FWP says purchasing the in-holdings will allow the land to be managed solely for wildlife habitat and recreational opportunities. DNRC is required to generate income from its lands and have leased the parcels to FWP for $41,000 a year. The commission okayed the plan today. The Great Falls Tribune reports the state land board will vote Monday on whether to move forward with the purchase. Advocates for medicinal marijuana in Montana are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a state court decision that drastically restricts the availability of the drug. In a petition filed today with the nation's high court, the Montana Cannabis Industry Association says the underpinnings of a February ruling by the Montana Supreme Court mistakenly assumed that marijuana is universally illegal under federal law. The group says that rationale led the group to uphold key provisions in a 2011 state law limiting marijuana providers to selling the drug to a maximum of 3 patients. The attorney for the group argues that the federal government allows states to implement their own laws on marijuana. Unless the federal court stays the early court ruling, restrictions placed by the 2011 law go into effect August 31st. According to the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte's Family Foundation is donating $8 million to Montana State University. A gift agreement signed yesterday says $8 million will go to MSU over the next 5 years. Of that, $5 million will be used to create an endowment for the university's computer science department. That department will be renamed the Gianforte School of Computing. Legislation aiming to fix the troubled Veterans Choice healthcare program made progress in the Senate today. Veterans Choice was supposed to make it faster and easier for vets to get care close to home if they live more than 40 miles from a VA health facility or if they've had to wait more than a month for a health care appointment. But more than a year after it was launched, there's widespread agreement that Veterans Choice isn't working as intended. Montana Senator John Tester, who is on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, has been pushing to change Veterans Choice. In March, he told MTPR that he wants the Veterans Administration to rely less on government contractors and more on the Veterans Administration itself to make choice work.
All I want to do is make sure that the VA has the ability to provide the health care that our veterans need. We've talked to the VA extensively. We think this is a solution. I think the VA thinks this is a solution.
Tester said he's confident the VA reform bill will pass the Senate before the end of the month. His office says its prospects in the House are less certain. State game wardens have been busy monitoring and hazing grizzly bears as they show up on the prairies east of the Rocky Mountain front. A trap was set for one after some chickens were killed. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks warden Mike Krings tells the Great Falls Tribune that he used cracker shells to haze a bear away from the outskirts of Conrad on Tuesday evening. While a grizzly bear making its way towards a small farmstead on Monday was spooked when Krings drove up. Bear managers have set a trap for a grizzly bear north of Bynum after it pushed open the door of a chicken coop Monday and killed 20 chickens. Grizzly bear manager Mike Maddle says FWP has received reports of grizzlies in the Valier area as well. Montana's wildlife commissioners have rejected a proposed increase in the number of gray wolves that can be killed in an area bordering Yellowstone National Park. The Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission today rejected a recommendation from wildlife managers to increase the 2016 wolf quota near Gardner from 2 animals to 6. Agency officials had cited complaints the predators were eating too many elk wanted by hunters and outfitters. Spokesman Ron Osheim says the quota won't be final until the commission votes again in July. Park officials and wildlife advocates have argued that wolves spending too much of their lives inside Yellowstone should be given special protections. No hunting is allowed in the park, but wolf hunting has been legal in neighboring Montana since 2011 when they lost their endangered status. The State Board of Livestock has approved a fee arrangement to help pay the cost of dairy inspections. The plan the board approved yesterday would slightly reduce the charges for dairy farmers, but add fees for processors, such as cheesemakers and large facilities, like Dairy Gold and Wilcoxon's Ice Cream. Under the new rule, the monthly fees charged would drop from 15.5 cents per hundredweight to 14 cents. The minimum and maximum monthly fees would stay at $50 and $1,050. The board estimates the change would create a $16,000 budget surplus next year, providing the legislature continue its appropriation for the inspections. Initially, the board had proposed setting the minimum monthly payment for producers and processors at $750. Small companies argued that could put them out of business. The changes could take effect as early as July. Montana Department of Justice officials say the newly operating satellite crime lab in Billings will speed up the process of analyzing drug evidence. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports, prosecutors say the Eastern Montana Crime Lab should reduce expenses and delays for the state's criminal justice system.
There is a direct benefit. There is a direct fiscal benefit to that.
Yellowstone County Attorney Scott Twido and others had suggested an Eastern Montana Satellite Crime Lab to deal with the growing amount of evidence law enforcement needs analyzed to move cases to court.
Because every time that I have to move to continue a trial when some test or something isn't done, that's an expense to our system, to everybody in this region.
So nearly 1 year after House Bill 512 was signed into law, that lab is a reality. It's in space leased from the Billings Clinic. The bill's main sponsor is State Representative Dale Mortensen of Billings.
It's awesome.
Did you ever think you'd see this day? I mean, because there was a time when 512 was in jeopardy.
That is correct. We had some hitches in the get-along, if you will, and at times I was starting to worry about it, but I was overall confident.
Mortensen credits his fellow legislators in both the House and Senate and from both political parties. A number of legislators and law enforcement officials attended the lab's grand opening. State Attorney General Tim Fox says the lab just began processing evidence.
The Billings lab will focus on drug identification services. Expansion will help law enforcement agencies in eastern Montana better respond to the growing number of drug cases.
The state's main crime lab remains in Missoula. Phil Kinsey is the division administrator of the Forensic Science Lab. He says the Billings lab is staffed by two chemists, an evidence technician, and another staffer.
It's expected that the two analysts here should be able to process about 700 drug cases in a year.
Kinsey says currently 70% of the drug cases involve methamphetamine, but more chemically complex substances such as spice or bath salts are also submitted for analysis. He says that type of evidence can take longer to analyze. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
And I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening to Montana Public Radio.